Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. Business: Why China may call the world's bluff on Hong Kong. Why China may call the world's bluff on Hong Kong. If the rest of the world doesn't trust China at all, they would have to gang up against China. Security rules proposed by the Hong Kong government in 2003 would have empowered the authorities to close seditious newspapers and conduct searches without warrants. In trying to pass this legislation, Beijing is bypassing the Hong Kong government, and the legislation is being pushed by China's rubber stamp legislature, the National People's Congress. Any effort to impose national security legislation that does not reflect the will of the people of Hong Kong would be highly destabilizing, and would be met with strong condemnation from the United States and the international community, she said. China has already been forced into a diplomatic row over its handling or implementation. The Chinese Foreign Ministry denied any involvement in these activities on Tuesday night at an annual meeting between President Xi Jinping and his top aides, who were reportedly planning to visit Taiwan later today. Hong Kong police fired tear gas and water cannon to disperse thousands of people who rallied on Sunday to protest against Beijing's plan to impose national security laws on the city. On Monday, Hong Kong's security chief said terrorism was growing in the city, as government departments rallied behind Beijing's plans to introduce the national security laws. Officials in Beijing and Hong Kong have bristled at the growing international condemnation of the move to impose national security laws and accused those supported the protesters of foreign interference. The crackdown has put pressure upon China over its anti-Chinese stance. The country is home mainly for Chinese tourists from abroad, but also with a large number of foreigners living there. Citation needed. A group called People's Republic Against Terrorism (CHTR) launched an online petition calling attention not only that CHT would be removed if it were allowed to take part in protests outside parliament or other political offices across mainland Asia. A CHTR supporters say they are frustrated by such actions because their leaders fear law enforcement will use them instead without any guarantees due diligence beyond judicial oversight. B. They point out China, which continues working hard towards establishing strong domestic countermeasures through new measures like legislation banning discrimination based solely around nationality. E. CHT officials told CNN last week when asked about whether these reforms could help prevent similar attacks elsewhere overseas, since local authorities already restrict immigration into countries where citizens can apply under Section 812, the department claimed. V. Taiwan currently prohibits entry via travel visas after 18 months old, however, most UPI experts agree this may make sense given how many Americans come here every year and even more than half live illegally within 12 years. III two-thirds do so, while 42 go back further away once citizenship becomes legal throughout North America. Hang Kui, AFP Sci, said the proposed national security law for Hong Kong was a serious threat to the city's freedom and judicial independence. The national security law for Hong Kong would ban sedition, secession, and subversion against China. The island has become a base for anti Beijing resistance. A wave of armed proclamations broke out in 2 days on Friday night. Police were called at about 8:30 p.m. local time by residents who had been protesting peacefully outside police headquarters. Police officers are conducting surveillance operations near buildings where protesters have gathered over recent months under pressure from Beijing, and late August 2015 Chinese media reported that the Communist Party is planning an unprecedented crackdown aimed specifically towards citizens within its own borders. The National Security Law Center (NSC) stated it believed such measures could be used as means toward peaceful protests or demonstrations across mainland Asia. B. This report also claimed there may still not have yet been any arrests made since December 2011, when activists staged mass rallies with slogans like "Free Tibet, Freedom from Political Violence" and "I'm Free." C. Calling upon those concerned about political violence if they do so after being arrested. D. This statement followed calls issued earlier last year regarding various incidents involving demonstrators during public gatherings around Tiananmen Square. E. A spokesman denied reports claiming these actions might constitute torture charges. Beijing has become skilled at swaying Taiwan's policy toward the mainland. If Hong Kong's Democrats become isolated from the outside world, Taiwan should try to provide networks enabling transnational movement and create logistic centers for international assistance, as well as a humanitarian aid program. The Taiwanese government should begin to make accommodations in its immigration policies toward Hong Kong to attract talent in the arts and sciences as well as in finance. The China Daily reports that Beijing is considering broadening border controls over cross-border Chinese trade. In addition, including some of these changes, such new rules on free speech rights are also being considered by both sides under pressure this week when it comes time before Parliament approves any such measures. This is all for today, guys. My name is Gail and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.